a rich man's world. I have turned the soul of this beautiful land, but that beauty
a rich man's world. I'm really excited.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe because it's the last step of the year. Oh!
Lewis fucking hates the podcast. That's why
Welcome
he's excited.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Talkin' Fit podcast. Whoop, 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 whoop.
I,
whoop,
however,
whoop, whoop. New episode.
Love,
whoop,
love
whoop,
the podcast.
That's just cap, and I don't want to hear that from you because I organized this very special end of year episode. That's right. You are listening to the last episode
of the year.
Of the year. Maybe forever. No, I'm kidding. Anyway, Grace.
Yeah.
Are you excited for the last step of the year?
Yeah.
You definitely. Grace is the most excited for the last step of the year. She's been setting up, oh, fucking podcast.
What?
Oh, fucking,
no,
fucking,
I,
fucking,
no.
Fucking, fucking.
Do you want to know something? Ever since we started doing it at home in my room, I've actually quite enjoyed it.
Oh, well, there you go.
I just hated going to the uni. It fucking pissed me off.
There you go. Well, we've got a bit of a fun ep, I feel like. Maybe for us more so. Just talking about ourselves, you know,
like
as
we do. Every week.
As we do, you know, the best. It's currently a couple days before Christmas. Grace's family has officially arrived.
Ew.
Table tennis tournament will be going underway in a few days. Wish us the very best of luck because it's going to be a tough one. It's going to be, I tell you what, I'm excited for how competitive it's going to get. I feel like it's going to get competitive.
Crazy.
Do you know, I didn't want to say anything whilst I was out there. I beat your mum 6 games in a row. Just then we played 6 games and I beat her and it was genuinely,
to be fair,
not very hard.
Yeah, that is my mum, though.
Yeah, but remember when
she
we
has,
first started
yeah,
playing,
but,
couldn't beat her for the life of
yeah,
us.
Yeah, but now I could beat mum 6 games in a row.
Yeah, that's true. It's just practice. That's all we've been needing is practice, practice,
so,
practice.
So, how's your week been?
Good. I'm excited for Christmas. Very much looking forward to this next week. Pretty well week, yeah, week and a half of just Christmas and New Year's and just all the food and festivities and just relaxing that is to come. I've already eaten a stupid amount of Mars bar slice today. So if you're listening, Jai, yeah, forgive me. You probably see the weight increase. My check-ins this week were fucked. The scale weights were and yeah, I'm just looking forward to a good feed. Christmas Day, realistically, is currently what I'm looking forward to and just getting plastered, you know? What are you most looking forward to coming up?
Getting fucking better.
True.
If you haven't picked up on it, I'm so fucking sick and it makes me want to die. Surprise, surprise, everyone. Grace is sick. Surprise, surprise. Yeah. Am I ever not fucking sick?
Is the Pope a Catholic?
This pisses me off. I went to bed on Friday night feeling brand new, $1 million.
Yeah.
Woke up on Saturday, crook as, sore throat, nose running like a tap, yep. Sinuses on fire.
So we just constantly were hearing all night long. I got woken up by it.
Got progressively worse over the course of Saturday.
Yeah.
Had the worst night's sleep I've ever had Saturday night. Woke up Sunday, cried in the morning because my family arrived Sunday night and I've been so excited for this all year.
Yeah.
And the day before they get here, I get sick. And if you know me, when I get sick,
I get sick.
Like so,
sick.
So sick.
No. I'm touching mine.
Because I have a very weak immune system.
Very weak. Very, very weak.
So, yeah, anyway, Sunday literally did nothing but rest and then Lewis was like, get some antibiotics. And I was like,
"Well,
I've been sick for literally a day.
Yeah, let me just...
No, and then I was like, you know what, Bart? I'm going to get antibiotics. So I got antibiotics, took them yesterday and I've woken up feeling a bit better today but still shit enough for it to fully ruin my day. So I'm praying to God... praying that I wake up tomorrow, Christmas fucking Eve, and feel a bit better and feel like I actually want to do something. I'm just so depressed. And
yes.
You know what? I'm heading into this holiday period. I get 1 week off. I'm giving myself one fucking week off, like, coaching. And of course I get fucking sick. So my will to live is just zero. I have not an ounce of excitement in me right now. Yep. Not an ounce. I feel terrible.
We all empathize with you. But this isn't the energy we need for the end of year episode.
You know what?
Leave it at the door.
It's not the energy I wanted to bring, but I feel like death and I'm depressed because I was so excited for this holiday period to spend
You'll be better.
I feel like an actual zombie.
Okay. Just to preface, I told Grace to get antibiotics because of the short time frame she had till Christmas. I thought, no, you need to just do whatever you can to get better. Right, if had it been any other time, I would have said just tough it out, see it out. Antibiotics, you don't want to just be jumping at.
But I'm so glad I got it.
But you are getting better. So it could honestly have been a sinus infection and we could have made the right call very early, which prop to
us.
We did. But you are feeling a little bit better today compared to yesterday. So you should be. You should be fine. You will be fine. You will be. Anyway, yeah, but we'll keep you in our thoughts, Grace.
I feel like the Grinch right now.
The Grinch. We've been watching the Grinch. Shout out. The Grinch. The Grinch. This episode, I've been thinking about what to do. It's not like, you know, a massive spectacle or anything, but it's,
you know, end of year episode. Who's a cute boy in the white jacket and it's a quite, thick accent like?
It's quite a exciting episode because it allows, this is the time where we can A, recap on the year that's been.
Sorry if you hear me coughing, by the way.
And B, we can look forward to the year that's about to come, 2025.
I don't want to think about that.
Anyway.
I don't want to think about next year. It stresses me out. So, it gives me anxiety.
All right. You're bringing just so much negativity into this. We don't need this, right? We do not. We don't need this.
No, I'm just keeping it real.
Oh,
all of you anxiety people, unite.
Well, can I just give you the
my anxious kings and queens, unite.
Can I give you just a quick heads up? We're going to go back through our New Year's resolutions. We made some statements back in the episode why 2024 will be our year, and we're going to go through them today
and see if we
and make some new
them.
Ones as well. But we're going to go through them today. And I tell you what, after when I went through it today, just quickly, I was like, wow, okay.
Do you want to know what's hilarious?
But I've got a bit of, we've got explanation for things as well.
Do you want to know what's funny?
What?
I remember zero of my resolutions.
Okay, well, you'll probably have some fun. Do you want to start with yours or mine?
Are we going to start with yours? Turn for turn?
No. We'll just go all the way through. We'll go through yours.
All right,
mine were more to do with the podcast anyway, so I didn't have as many personal ones. You, of course, all personal ones, just thinking about yourself as you
what
do.
What the fuck?
So, the first New Year's resolution that you had was that you were going to win two categories at the minimum of your show.
Wow, this makes me feel even worse.
I know. That's
than
why
what I already
I was,
felt.
That's why I was giving you a heads up.
What
because
the fuck?
Because I was like, some of these things that you're going to go like, oh. And,
wow.
And after listening back, we
Way
were like.
To
I was,
kick me while I'm down, Lewis.
If you go back to that episode, we were there like, you know.
Confident
I was,
as hell.
Yeah. And I was there saying, no, we need to make I will statements. You got to say, I will. And so all of these resolutions are, I will win two categories minimum at my show. And so we're very, very confident.
All right. Well, anyway, I fulfilled 0% of that resolution. Awesome. That's great.
But nonetheless,
it was an extreme learning experience.
Yes, yeah, very extreme.
Extreme learning experience.
Just quickly, because we're recapping everything, if you were to give your whole bodybuilding prep and experience and show a rating out of 10, what would you give it? I don't know if we asked you this when you did.
Five.
Wow. Okay.
Yep.
That makes me doubtful that you'll ever do it again, I suppose.
I don't even know if I'll do it again.
Yeah, which is fair. But yeah, okay. A five, you heard it here first. All right, next one. We just had some very random ones, but you said you were going to bulk better than before, which might I add you did. There was a period after Grace finished her show where, oh my God, if you had seen what Grace ate before she ever did prep, like, You'll hear me talking about it in older episodes.
It wasn't that bad.
Nutella toast with hundreds and thousands for breakfast. We're talking Nutella toast with hundreds and thousands for breakfast every day. Every day. And like dead set, it was just a lot of sugar, sweet stuff, honestly.
Oh.
You did well. You'd have a meal that was like, okay, rice, veggies, you know, some sort of protein in it. I'll give you that. But like, wow. But the turnaround after your prep, after having to eat good for so long, was actually really like nice to see. You turned like a whole new leaf with eating, and you were like very committed to prepping your food and being consistent with your like food and being good with it. Because you, like we both weren't, but you genuinely like, you took such a big like step to improving that.
I think I'm a little bit autistic when it comes to food and eating. I really struggle to eat new things.
Yeah, and she's sort of fallen off the wagon towards the end of this year.
Well, no, I haven't.
But you are autistic with food.
That's bullshit.
3 servings a day of the same pasta and mince. Like, how are you not getting sick of that?
I just don't like trying new food at all. Yeah. It stresses me out and I hate it. And look, I will say, that's one good thing. I really pushed myself to eat the foods while I was on prep, and it was obviously a lot easier because I was absolutely starving. So any sort of food was good. But before I competed, I will agree my diet was very poor. Like, it was pretty bad. And since show, my diet's a lot better for sure. I definitely have like my diet's a lot higher in protein and things like that. But as well, I think I've done well in bulking a bit better too, because there's some circumstances that I have going on as well that make it quite difficult for me to actually eat at the minute. Like, I'm not hungry ever. And obviously when you're trying to fucking bulk,
It helps
to have an appetite. Yes. So when I have absolutely zero appetite at all, it's hard for me to even want to eat one meal a day. I could go a whole day without eating anything and not even realize. So I think I've done a good job in making sure my diet's still pretty good. Even if it is the same meal 3 times a day, it still like consists of good food in that
meal.
You've
definitely achieved that.
And
100%.
It's crazy. I nearly weigh as much as I weighed peak bulk last year. I got up to 70 kilos. I'm sitting at around 68 now. I look totally different.
Yeah.
I'm so much, honestly, I can say leaner in that I have so much more muscle on me and less fat, and I weigh nearly the same. Like, I look totally different.
You've done really well there. That's why I'm going to give you a big tick on that one for sure. I think you can give yourself that.
Yeah, so I've done that.
Next one was be better as a person. We'd like to interrupt this thrilling chat to let you guys know that this episode is brought to you by Limitless Nutrition.
With the biggest and the best range of supplements on the market, the team at Limitless Nutrition make it their priority to ensure the supplements you purchase match your health and fitness needs.
And with countless specials every month of the year, you're bound to save some cash.
So head on over to www.limitlessnutrition.online to start purchasing.
And be sure to use code TALKINFIT10, that's TALKINFIT10, at checkout to save 10% off your order.
Now, back to the podcast.
I'd say you have been.
I think I've
especially with
that.
Coaching. Yeah, you've definitely had to be a lot more empathetic. I feel like we've both gotten very, very, very empathetic this year. Something weird has like switched in my brain this year where I am like overly empathetic to things I never used to be. For instance, spiders. I used to not care at all for spiders and like, you know, wish death upon every single spider. Now, if I see a spider, or even just a small insect, I honestly feel bad for it.
Yeah.
And like, we'll do everything I can to make sure I don't kill it or it doesn't get killed and put it back outside, you know, like things like that.
I think
I never used to do that.
Dare I say me and my family have had an influence on you feeling that way.
Yes.
Because we're out here in the country.
Yeah.
We're very much so, and my dad especially, mum as well, but my dad especially never hurts insects and creatures when he can help it. Like, yeah. We have so many spiders that just walk through our house on the daily, but he will never kill one ever.
Yeah.
But you know what? I can't even kill a cockroach.
Yeah, I know. Same. I sort of, I struggle. That's what I mean. I just genuinely struggle.
And I love that about you, though.
And kids at Oosh, when they used to pick up ants in the bug catches and stuff, I was like, ah, just fucking just leave them alone. Like, there's no need, you know.
The poor little things.
Because then they'd, like, kill them or drown and stuff. I used to do that. Well, I think everyone sort of did. But, yeah, it's just, I don't know. But it's not even just to do with animals. It's just, like, people as well. Like, I can empathize so much more with people than I used to ever be able to. So even though this one's not about me, I feel like
I thought it was about you.
No,
the
this
amount
is
you were talking.
Oh, okay.
No,
awesome.
I'm kidding.
Well, that's a big
Big
cross for you.
No, look, I think I've definitely grown as a person. For sure. I'm not done.
Fuck.
I want to actually talk about myself.
Okay, we'll go.
Resolutions. Considering you'll be talking about yourself for 40 minutes. What was it again? Become better person. I feel like I've always been empathetic.
Yes.
Like, no, there's no switch that's flicked in me.
Yeah.
I feel like empathy-wise, I'm the same. But I feel like I've gotten better as a person, for sure. There we go.
That was just
because I wanted to have my peace.
That didn't add anything to what you'd already said,
though. I wanted to have my peace.
Didn't add anything.
I wanted to have my peace.
Next one is make more friends.
Yes.
Made more friends?
Yep. I've definitely become closer with a few people at uni, which is really nice.
Yep.
Shout out, Emily.
Is that all? You've made friends in various other areas that you're missing over too.
Yeah, the gym probably. Oh, yeah, 100. Yeah, oh, yeah, true. I've made heaps of friends.
What about
this
Chloe?
Year. For sure.
Would you say Chloe?
Yeah, love Chloe. She's hilarious.
Yeah, like, you've got, like, you don't have to be seeing them in person heaps and stuff, but you got friends.
Yeah, I know I have friends.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, you just said one person. We're like, yep.
No, well, I'm just trying to think, like, who instantly springs to mind. But no, for sure, I've made definitely a lot more friends this year.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. Love it.
You wanted thick and healthier hair.
That's hilarious. All right, let's go through this journey. I started out the year bleach blonde. Loved it. Oh my God, I loved being blonde, guys. I fucking loved being blonde. Anyway, being blonde was good. It made me feel good and I liked the look of it, but my hair was suffering. So I made the move before my comp, to go back to my natural color, brown. Good idea. And I thought it was going to help my hair out until comp was over. And I quickly realized that the absolute toll prep took on my body resulted in a bunch of my hair to fall out.
Yes.
So I thought, you know, I was going to be fine and dyeing it brown would instantly mean it would start getting healthier, but fucking prep got in the way and a bunch of my hair fell out, which is a big reason in why I'm very hesitant to compete again. I lost a chunk of hair on the top of my head and I lost a lot of hair sort of around the frame of my face. It thinned out a bit and it's growing back now. So I know that I lost it because of comp and the lack of food and fucking nutrients and shit that I was getting. So, you know what? I think it's not back to the thickness and health level that it was pre-blonde, pre-comp. But I think it's getting there and it's on the mend. And I just re-dyed it a little bit. It's got a little bit of blonde in it again. But I still have a bunch of my natural color. So, I think I'm definitely on that journey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll take it at that, yeah. But I'd say...
What do you mean, we'll take it at that? What would you say?
Well, yeah, I guess so. I was surprised how much hair you'd sort of lost. I didn't realise.
Yeah, me too.
When you started seeing little regrowths.
Pissed me off.
Anyway, the next one is you wanted... So you'd announced that you were starting your coaching business. You wanted 5 clients by the end of April. I think you just wanted, you also like, when you elaborated on it more, you just wanted 5 clients. And I wasn't sure if that was by the end of the year, but there was a statement in there where it said 5 clients by the end of April.
You know what? I am not sure if I had 5 clients by the end of April. I might have had 4, possibly just had 5. But yeah, I know I sort of had a goal in the back of my mind that I wanted 10 clients by the end of the year. And safe to say, I have blown that out of the park. Is that the expression?
Yes, definitely.
I've hit that number out of the park, which I'm absolutely stoked for. And I had my doubts for a while. I definitely had my doubts. There was lots of tears shed lots of anxiety.
My goodness.
And
tell me about
it. I was doubtful that I was even going to have 5 clients by the end of the year, but my perseverance paid off, and thanks to the support around me, I can now say that...
I said 10 clients, by the way. I was like, I think you're lowballing yourself.
By the end of April, that didn't happen.
No.
By the end of the year?
Yeah. That's... Who cares? I don't know why that was said by the end of April, but I don't think we really care about that now, mm-mm, especially with where you're at now. Say the number.
21.
Oh. What's 21? 9 plus 10?
21.
21?
You.
You stupid. So I think your self back in December of last year would be over
absolutely
the moon to know.
Crying.
You'd have 21
tears.
Clients this time next year. Pretty good.
I'm just so happy.
Pretty good. And like, you even tell that to some people that are around in the industry at the moment that have, you know, been doing it for a little while too. 21. It's a lot of people.
You crack the 20s, it feels really
legit.
Good.
That's like legit.
That's legitness.
It's realistically only about 9 off 30, and 30 really is a full time job. Full time job easily.
Yeah.
So yeah, they were all your individual things. What are they called? New Year's resolutions. And I'd say you achieved virtually. You did a really good job. You did better than I did.
I'm pretty happy with that. I'm pretty happy
with
that.
Much better than I did. Yeah, my ones revolved around more the podcast.
Let me
was,
read them out.
Because there was... No, I don't want you to touch my phone.
Oh, well, can I read it out, though?
Because...
Let me
well,
read
I
them
know
out
them. I know them. You didn't know those
yeah,
things.
But so I can actually have a bit of talk in this segment. Because okay. I know you won't...
All right.
I know you'll
carry
on.
All right.
I'm just kidding.
All right.
I love when Lewis... I love
right.
when Lewis
read,
talks.
Read the top one. What's the top one say?
All right. Lewis's first one. Bulk for most of the year and not cut as extensive as I did this year.
Well, part of it is true, but part of it is very not true. But it's that is like a really good example of how New Year's resolutions are really fucking stupid sometimes, because not only did I cut as extensive as I did last year, I cut far better and far more extensive than I did last year.
Yep.
And got to a point where I was far happier with the way I looked than I ever had before. So... I don't know. I don't really care much for that statement, really, at the end of the day. Like, I'm happy with how I ended up looking at this point now, even in the year, in the back end of this year, with how successful that cut was, but also the bulk that I'd come off for that cutting period. And just sort of seeing everything as, and seeing myself as lean as I had been was just wild. I've even gone back into pictures recently and being like, wow, like that was, I got very lean. Like even my early check-ins with Jai, I was like, holy shit, like, wow. Like you can full see, vascularity in my abs and stuff. It's wild. Long gone are those days. But anyway, I just wanted to include that because I thought, you know what? It's one of those things. I like New Year's resolutions as much as I don't like them. And we sort of really forced ourselves to make them last year. And some of them I do like. This next one is that. But some of them are just, I don't know. I feel like just set yourself a couple. But yeah, anyway.
Excuse me. I'm reading it.
Oh, yep. What's the next
one?
Yeah,
that was interesting. Your next one is, ooh, read 10 books.
All right. Reading 10 books. I'm on my ninth book. I'm on my 10th book. At the moment, and
you are?
Yes, I'm on my last book.
Wait,
I haven't started reading it yet. No, I haven't started reading it yet. I'm finishing up. an earlier book that I got halfway through and stopped reading because it was a little bit hard to read. It was, the language in it was a bit tough. Genuinely, there are like many words in it that were struggle to read. I didn't know the meanings of as well. But I'm finishing that book. I'm like 50 pages off finishing that. Then I will start this last book that I should get done by the end of the year. I definitely will. I will make sure I do it.
Let's go.
So 10 books by the end of the year, I'm going to say I'm going to do that.
I reckon you'll do it. Oh, 100%. Sure.
Well, I've no other options. Either that or jump out of an aeroplane. So I'm not, you know, and I'd rather do
Lewis
reading
is not
10
a
books.
Heights guy.
No. So that's that one complete.
That's exciting. I think you'll get there. All right. Reduce time spent scrolling is your next
we
one.
We both, I mentioned it and then you wanted this as well. Yes and no. Probably more leaning towards the no. But like, I wouldn't say it's gotten any worse than it has ever, like in the last years. It's just,
you know, I think you've got,
we're slaves to our phones at the end of the day. Everyone
well,
is.
Well, first things first, I haven't reduced my time scrolling because my business is online.
Yeah.
So a lot of the work that I actually do is on my phone.
Yeah, but like scrolling means more just like not to do with your business, just scrolling through TikTok, Instagram.
I would say mine's been reduced then because a lot of what I do is work related.
That's cap. Grace scrolls as much as she did last year for sure. No, same as me.
No, Lewis. Bullshit.
You would.
That's bull. A lot of the times you think I'm scrolling, I'm probably on Instagram replying to questions or, you know, like it's not just. No, I would say I've reduced my time leisure scrolling, but scrolling in general, I haven't reduced because of the nature of work. You have reduced it in that you aren't staying up until like 11 o'clock at night editing videos and stuff, which is great. I love that.
That's not scrolling though. I'm sitting there just on TikTok going through
it. No, you scroll all the time.
Oh, I will do a scroll like or two like every day. Like, yeah.
All the time. When you get up and eat breakfast, but there's also, no lovely morning chat. It's Lewis is on his phone
and
on
so
TikTok.
Is Grace. And so is Grace.
No, I'm not.
Both of us are. Yes, you are. Because remember your mum said it pisses her off when she sees you just sat there in the morning
and
on your phone. No, and you, but you were sat
yeah,
right there.
But
you so much as were scrolling and so into your phone, you didn't hear what she said and she was sitting right next to you, right? That's an indication that you are deep in a scroll. We both scroll just as much as each other.
Lewis scrolls more, for
no,
sure.
No, we yes, both scroll just as much as each other. More. Anyway, probably a fail for that, but you know what?
Definitely a fail.
In moderation, I think it's whatever. The next
in
one.
In moderation.
The next one.
The next one is graduate uni.
Which we spoke about last episode. Obviously completed. Very happy.
Let's
not
go.
Not going to go any more into it than
big
I did
achievement.
Last week. Big achievement.
Proud of you.
The next ones.
The next resolution Lewis had is have 100 consistent podcast listeners.
This is where it sort of things
goes
fall
downhill.
Off. Yeah, fall off a little bit. I may as well say sort of a few of these in one go because they all fall under the same umbrella. So it was that, 100 consistent podcast listeners. It was also not missing more than 5 episodes, which we have made 2 less episodes than we made last year. So
okay.
Definitely missed more than 5.
Interesting.
We went through that period where we just weren't sort of uploading and things like that. We wanted 10 guests on the podcast as well. We got 4? Four. And then we wanted a month of consistent uploads. That was more to do with making a reel and stuff and social media thing, side of things. Obviously, these are all humongous fails. Like pretty big fails. But in saying that, when I was going back and listened to this episode and everything, I was in a bit of a scramble and a panic because I said, next year, you know, is the last year, the last crack I've got at, you know, getting somewhere with all this stuff because I'm going to be working a 9-to-5 the year after. And I still had not come to terms with accepting that yet, definitely. And I was sort of trying to avoid accepting that fact.
Yeah.
Over this year, I've become more inclined to, obviously, there's no escaping it. And also, accepting the fact that, hey, at the end of the day, it's just a job. It's not my life. It's not everything. It's not who I am. You know, it's not everything I want to be. It might not be what I want to do exactly at, you know, at this point in time or in my life, but it's what I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
And that's fine because it's just work and it's got to be, it's nothing more than that. You know what I mean?
I like that mentality.
And I've been forced to accept it realistically because, like I said, there's no getting out of it. And I think that's where I started throwing up all these numbers of being like, oh, I want to like grind this year. This year is going to be like a grind. And, you know, I really want to get somewhere with this podcast. But yeah, I'm accepting the fact that that is the reality. And these numbers, could they have been achieved? Yeah, they could have. They honestly could have if we knuckled down more and did it more often, sure. But the podcast, look, has been something that this year we've sort of, especially towards the end of the year, drifted away from a bit more. And it's shown really with the, you know, consistency of our uploads and everything like that. That's why, you know, I say that maybe this will be the last episode. Who knows? I like to think that we'll come back. But
that's so grim.
No, yeah, but there's no, I have no passion with, you know, I've no excitement really coming on here and doing this anymore and talking about things, to be honest. It always just seems like more of a chore than anything else. There's no thrill from it. Even if we had people going, oh, like listening to this and stuff like that and whatever, and that's great and I love seeing that, but it doesn't make me want to do it more than I did. You know what I mean? I've just sort of, I don't know, I've lost a bit of interest. I don't know if I'm speaking on behalf of you as well or not, but
I think, I don't know, I don't mind just getting on and doing it for a bit of fun.
Yeah.
And especially after we got our Spotify Wrapped and found out we were 33 people's number one podcast.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I know that might not take much for some people. Like, some people probably don't listen to podcasts at all and they've chucked us on for like an episode or two and we're their number one. But still, to just come up on 33 people's Wrapped as their number one pod, that's like pretty solid.
Yeah. I mean, I'm happy and I'm proud of the efforts that we've done, especially over the last 2 years. The fact that it's been 2 years now is quite insane. And I think we can both pat ourselves on the back for the fact that we, you know, I remember still saying to ourselves at the start being like, look, we'll give it 3 months, and if it hasn't gone anywhere in 3 months, we'll toss it. We won't, you know, that'll be it. We'll just give it 3 months, and if it's not gone anywhere, then that means it's, you know, it's a fail, and we move on. But we're here 2 years later, you know what I mean? And in a position pretty well the same as we were when we sort of started, realistically. So, you know, I'm happy that, you know, did we give it our all? Maybe not. But did we give it a go? Yes, we did. You know, and that's something I still remember, it being really nerve-wracking doing this.
It was so scary.
Yeah, because we were like such nobodies and didn't know people in our gym and all this stuff. And then we were like, hey, we're going to put our voices and opinions on things out there that are probably going to, you know, some of the things are going to piss people off and people aren't going to agree with and be like, oh, what do these people know? And, you know, there are a lot of things. And even just talking and hearing your voice back, you know, and being out on the internet, it's a bit of a concern sometimes. You don't want to be made fun of, really. And, you know, I really commend both of us for having just gone fuck it and really just giving it a go and putting ourselves and our faces out there. And, you know, oddly enough, there's been that many people that have, you know, like you said, 33 number one, people's number one, plenty of people that have listened. And obviously, you know, we've been legit enough for people to enjoy. And I'll take that as a win.
One thing I like from the pod too is we've actually met so many people through it. And we've become closer with a lot of people through it as well.
Yeah.
It's definitely allowed us to network out a little bit, and we've made some really good connections and stuff in the gym community,
which
I'm grateful for.
We definitely have.
And I really, really enjoy that aspect of it.
Yeah. And we for everyone that listens, we appreciate you beyond belief, like, very much. You know, we do this because of you guys.
Yeah,
so
literally.
Even this, if it's the small amount of you guys, it doesn't matter to us. Like, you're people at the end of the day. So
thank you.
Yeah, thanks for rocking with us for the last 2 years. Or if you, you know, came along halfway through this year or this year alone, then, you know, wherever you came along, we appreciate all your guys' support. Anyway, that was our New Year's resolutions. We have more. That's why I sort of wanted to run through those a bit quicker than we did. But anyway, dragging the chain, nothing unusual. All right, go pee now. Go pee. All right, so I don't know why I didn't start with this. That would have made more sense for us to start by like saying this. But 2024, what a year it has been indeed. I have been saying to Grace recently, I think in my life, my personal opinion, that 2024 is a top 3 year of all time for me. It's definitely a top 5 year for me, but I honestly reckon it's a top 3 year of all time for me.
I love that.
What have you made of 2024? Fucking hell.
What are you trying to say?
What sort of a year has it been for you, Grace?
It's been a pretty good year. It's been a successful year, but also very stressful, I think, for myself personally. I have felt very stressed and anxious for a big, big portion of this year. But in the same sense, it's been really successful for me, which is great. And I've achieved a lot. And I think sometimes when you want to better yourself and reach your goals, you obviously have to go through some discomfort to get there. Like, good things don't come easy. You have to work for it. And sometimes that can be a little bit overwhelming and stressful. But overall, it's been good in that sense that I've achieved a lot. But
if you were to give 2024 a score out of 10, I know that's just my thing, especially today.
I don't like scoring things out of 10.
Okay. But we'll give it a star rating. You don't like giving it, you don't want to give it anything.
I don't know how I feel. Like, there's all different parts of it that would rank so differently.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
It's funny. It's been such a full on year. Like, so much. We sat a few weeks ago and thought of all the things that have happened this year, both good and bad. There's been a lot of good. There's been still bad. But there's been a lot just in general as well. Like,
yeah,
we sat here and obviously the big ones for, you know, Grace, competing, coaching business, they were huge. Like, they're big things.
Yeah.
You know, for myself, graduating, getting a full-time job.
Yeah, awesome.
And we, you know, sort of went through other things. You found out you had narcolepsy.
Yeah.
You know, I went to my first funeral ever this year. Aww. And I went to two of them actually. They both sucked. And
wait, did I go to both of them with you?
Yes. And, you know, what are some other things? I blew up on TikTok. That was a period of time.
Yes, that was crazy.
What else? There was, oh, fucking hell. We walked 100,000 steps in 24 hours.
Insane.
We fundraised. You know, we did so much. We got a fucking sponsorship for the first time ever. That was like a big goal of mine, like way back, especially when we started the podcast, was getting a sponsorship. Then we got one.
Amazing. We went to the races.
We went to the races for the first time ever, and we went three times this year.
Three.
So we went to, you know, the Golden Slipper for my birthday. Then we went to the Everest, and now on Boxing Day we're going to the Newcastle races. We've never been to the races before. We've never been, and then we went three times. What else? We saw Coldplay live. That was a highlight.
That was awesome.
You know, just so much stuff happened, and I see a lot of positives in 2024. So much so that I can give it a status of being in my top 3 years of all time at the moment.
Yeah, that's fair.
And I dare say it's been the best year post-COVID 100% because, I mean, 2021 was a good year, but that was still COVID. I don't know if it's the same for everyone, but the last 2 years, especially for me, have felt like such a blur and like just like a mess. Like, what was 2022? What even was 2022? That's such a forgettable year.
I honestly couldn't tell you something that happened in 2022.
Yeah. And last year was good. And last year, I think, really fed into this year being good.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Like, last year was pretty good, but this year was the pinnacle. And I've really, really enjoyed every minute of this year. I think it's been, the best.
Yeah, it's been a great year.
So, we have here... I've written up some awards that we're going to give our 2024, and you guys can as well if you'd like. And so, the first one, this one's a hard one. We'll go first. Or should I go with the sort of the lower ones first and then save the big one?
Yeah,
then?
Yeah, do that.
Okay. So, we'll start with some of the like lesser ones. Grace, what was your song of the year?
Oh, what the fuck? I need to think about this.
You want to think about it for a sec?
Oh, well, actually, oh my God. No, I have multiple.
You have multiple? So
I have to choose between Please, Please, Please by Sabrina Carpenter, Too Sweet by Hozier, King for a Day by Pierce the Veil, and Bulls in the Bronx by Pierce the Veil.
Four. Tough choices. Pick one if you could.
Those songs are crazy. They're the first, I've probably missed songs, but they're the first ones that pop into my head. And if I had to pick one, I would probably say, God, I hate this.
It's tricky.
This is too much. I'd probably have to say King for a Day because
that's a solid song.
It influenced my liking.
Influenced my life.
It influenced my liking to that style
genre,
of music.
Yeah,
so King for a Day, song of the year 2024.
Give mine. I mean, I've got a few that are up there definitely, but there's one for me that stands out.
Can I guess it?
Yeah.
My Eyes.
Yeah, I was actually going to say My Eyes.
No
way. I still put that song on now and just,
who's it by again? Travis Scott.
And I just get fucking teleported to just a whole other dimension, honestly. Like, it's such a good song and I just love it. Like, I put it on my car and I just can think about, like, any scenario and it just makes it so good. Love that song. That's my song of the year for sure.
So, can I just quickly take us back in time? This, I don't know what year it was, but No Idea by Don Toliver was a song of the year. For what year was it?
2020.
Was it 2020?
Yeah, it was COVID year.
2020, No Idea by Don Toliver, that was song of the year.
Yeah, that was pretty
good. That just made me think of that.
Next one is Movie of the Year. Oh. We've watched recently a fair few movies.
Did Barbie and Oppenheimer come out this year or last?
That was last year. That was last year.
I didn't really love either of them, I'm not going to lie. Barbie was pretty good. The message behind Barbie was good.
Oppenheimer.
Shit. This is not a me sort of question because I'm not much of a movie TV
Well, you have, and you've been watching some more so recently. We watched The Departed the other day.
Insane
ending. Great movie.
Oh, can we do YouTubers?
Oh, I've got YouTubers other things. Yeah. Just give us a movie.
Fuck, I don't know. Can you list off some of the movies we've watched? This is my issue. I don't remember what I've watched.
In I guess sort of an like recency order. So we watched Interstellar very recently. We watched The Departed. We went and watched that fucking god awful Joker movie. What else have we seen? Did we watch The Shining this year? I think so.
Yeah.
Fuck. Oh, we watched all of Harry Potter. Grace watched it all for the first time. Let me go on my Letterboxd actually. Oh no, here we go.
I know.
Hang on. We watched Face Off as well. We watched.
What was that? I don't remember.
Face Off was that Nick Cage movie with
Oh my God.
What was his name?
John Travolta.
John Travolta. That was a great movie.
Nope.
Con Air we watched as well. Reviews.
Oh my God. Wait, I think I know what it is.
Oh yeah, all the Harry Potters. We watched Inside Out 2. Great movie. That could be up there for one of my movies
That's
of this
bullshit.
Year. Joker, terrible. Did I show you Whiplash for the first time this year?
Yes, watched Whiplash.
I'd seen that not this year, so I'm not going to give that my movie of the year. That's probably my favorite movie of all time.
Really?
Yeah, definitely. I love Whiplash. If you've ever seen Whiplash, oh my God, what a movie. That's a great movie.
That's got Miles Teller.
You know what? I'm going to give my movie of the year to Inside Out 2, actually, because...
That is fucking crazy.
It's actually... Yeah, but when we watched it, remember we watched it and there was just stuff in it that I was like, hey, this is actually... like kind of funny. And
I would
it's like
not
a
watch
movie,
that again.
You know what I mean? As if. I reckon I would, for sure.
Do you know what I'm sad we didn't watch?
What?
Moana. I've never seen Moana.
We can watch Moana if you
that
want to.
That might have been my movie of the year. But do you know what my movie of the year is?
What?
Burlesque.
Burlesque?
Because I'd never... Weird, right? I'm the musical queen. I love musicals. And I'd never watched Burlesque. And I watched it not that long ago, and I quite liked it.
Yeah, you did watch a few musicals this year too, hey? You watched like Chicago and stuff as
yeah.
well. Yeah. Yeah, that was a hard one. I probably should have had more of a thought onto it. Give us your gym exercise of the year. What was a movement you did in the gym this year? And you're like, oh.
Absolutely nothing to do with back. I absolutely despise training back. It's the worst. Do you not want to know what my gym movement of the year is?
What?
So random.
What?
Alternating bicep curls.
Okay.
In terms of enjoyment.
With what? Dumbbells?
Yep.
Yeah, right.
I absolutely love training biceps now because, you know, believe it or not, once I actually started training them properly, they started to grow and I liked it.
Yeah.
So now that I've actually got some biceps, I love training my biceps because I know it's not about the pump, but when you do get a pump, it's really quite nice.
Yeah,
and
it is good.
I'm almost too starting to get a little bit more vascular than I have been before, which is a bit random.
Yeah.
But sometimes a few veins will pop out in my shoulder while I'm doing curls, and I just like the way I look when I do them, so it makes me feel good and I enjoy them.
Yeah.
So that's probably my move.
Mine would be...
What about you, Lulu?
Mine would be the belt squat.
Valid
because
for you. Valid
for
you, for sure.
I never saw any use to that big waste of space machine
yeah, we were
for
haters.
So long. And I thought, wow, what a stupid fucking thing to put in a gym because no one used it as well. I was like, well, and there's definitely somewhere on this podcast where I'm shitting on a belt squat and thinking it's just a waste of space and all it does is collect dust. No one uses it. God, what a gem, a hidden gem of a movement that is when it's done correctly, performed correctly. For the longest time, I'd leg press because that's all you can really do at any times, machine-wise. And I hate it. I hate leg press in every which way possible, but I forced myself to do it and it made leg days such a chore for me.
Yeah.
Then I belt squatted. If I had a hack squat or a pendulum, I'd be doing that over a belt squat. Or actually, you know what? Maybe not even now. That's how much I enjoy a belt squat. Just the depth you get with it, just the feeling. It feels, you may as well be doing like a hack squat or a pendulum squat. Same sort of like, you know, feeling you get in your quads, just the stretch and then just the... Oh, the pressing of it. It's just something about it is just perfect. And I've loved every time I've gone into the gym to belt squat. It's been awesome. Underrated movement of the year as well. Like, it's just awesome.
Belt
love it.
Belt squat for the win.
Belt squat for the win. I wrote on here, guest of the year. But we didn't have many guests.
That one, I don't know if
you,
I want to answer
that.
Answer
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we've loved all our guests, to be fair. So... Shout out to all our guests, obviously, Eric and Lara, Ryan and Jerry. You know, like, you guys were all awesome, actually, so we might not do that.
Was Hamish a guest?
That was last year.
Oh.
I did write on here Listener of the Year as well, but I don't think...
Let's not
If you don't want to do guests, you definitely don't want to do Listener. But shout out to everyone that does listen. There was definitely... I had some people in mind for that, but... We will not do it. We won't do it.
I've got people in mind too, but we love you all equally.
Yeah, we do. Next one, fitness content creator or just content creator of the year.
Lean Beef Patty.
I knew you were going to say Lean Beef
Lean
Patty.
Lean Beef Patty.
Mine.
She's my queen.
Especially being fitness, is Higher Up Wellness. I actually don't know the guy's name, weirdly enough. I tried to find it out the other day and I couldn't find it. You will know who I mean. What does he say? It isn't easy, but it is simple. Don't overthink it. He's a guy on TikTok that talks, and he's got like glasses and like curly hair. He's great.
He doesn't have curly hair. He has blonde hair.
It's sort of like wavy curly. Anyway, I made a TikTok about him not too long ago, actually, and it got like 60K views, and he reposted it and commented on it, and I thought, oh, like, it was a very nice
Lewis
moment.
Lewis fanboyed.
I do. Yeah, valid. I do.
Can I say mine? Well, I reshared a story of lean beef patty on my Instagram.
Oh, you did,
and
yeah.
She liked it.
Oh, oh. Look at us
we
go.
We may as well just get married now.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, that's like so random that both our favorite fitness content creators interacted with us.
Oh my God.
Way.
And Ryan Dewars reshared my reshare of his post.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
That was crazy.
That was cool as well. It's just like the little things that bring a smile to your face sometimes. Yeah. You know? All right, big one and last one is highlight/moment. Of the year. This is a big one. What is your number one moment of 2024, Grace?
Is this the last one?
There's been a fair few. Yeah, I couldn't think of very
Bless.
Many more.
You're so good for thinking of them in general, though. Yeah. Lewis is such a good egg. Shit. Well, that's a tough one.
This
Do
is
you
a
have
very
yours?
Hard one. I'm in a toss-up between a few things.
Oh, bless you. Fucking hell. God damn.
Genuinely, one of them, as much as it sucked, is because of the achievement that it was walking 100,000 steps in 24 hours. That
was crazy.
That's just an accomplishment. That's a title right there. That's huge. And we did it for charity, so makes it even more special. That's up there.
Well, I think
and
I
just
agree.
The sheer perseverance it took for that, like the
yeah,
mental
that was,
fortitude.
That was so
my
crazy.
Fucking God. Is it really shallow? Like, you know what else is up there? Is getting a sponsorship, being a part of
that's
Team
not
Limitless.
That's awesome.
That's been such
that's
a
been
great...
such a highlight, being
such
part
a great
of that
thing
team.
This year.
Loved Limitless.
Love them. Go Talkin' Fit. It's no longer Talkin' Fit 10, actually. I have not updated the thing. It's Talkin' Fit now. So hopefully no one's been getting confused with that. And another thing that's been up there.
I know what you're going to say.
What do you think I'm going to say?
One of his highlights is getting multiple videos with over a million views on TikTok.
Yeah, blowing up on TikTok.
That's exciting, especially when you work so hard for
yeah, it. Yeah, it seems really shallow, but after having done social media for a few years now too, and just the sheer attempt and never seeing it, never, ever, ever seeing anything even. I remember... At one point this year, I was like, you know what? I'm going to get 100,000 views. And the first video I got that got 100,000 views ended up with over a million, which was awesome. And might I just add, I wrote in my New Year's resolutions for last year that, you know how I'd said earlier just before that we're going to upload content every single day for a month straight? I didn't do that for the podcast account, but at one point... back a few months ago this year, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to upload whatever I can think of every day for a month straight on TikTok and see where it takes me. And obviously, I've spoken about this before. I uploaded every day for a month, and I think on the 30th day or something, I had a video get about 70,000 views, which is, you know, I'm not going to say for me back then, like I'm some knobhead that gets hundreds of thousands of views. No. But for me then and now... Like, that's a lot of views in a video, and especially considering when you get, like, a few thousand, you know, a video or hundreds, you know. And I remember thinking, oh, okay, this sort of does pay off, and it's not that you're tickling the algorithm some way. It's that you're forcing yourself to, you know, put out more because, like we said, there's Sorry. That example of the guy who had the teacher that ran a photography class, and he got half his class... to produce just one photo for their final year project and the other half to produce as many photos as they could for their final year project. And they were going to be graded on how many photos they produced rather than the quality of just one. Who produced the best photos in the end, the overall photos? The group that produced hundreds and hundreds, you know, heaps and heaps. Didn't just have one crack at it and that was it. So I put that at least to my TikTok. And then I think I uploaded for a month straight and then another month straight. And then that's seemingly when things just blew up. And I sort of knew what was trending at the time and happened to be in the right place at the right time, sort of a thing. And yeah, and now I've got about 2,100 followers on TikTok. It's not many really in the grand scheme of things. And it doesn't mean a lot at the end of the day too, but you know, it's just, it's not the number that's there. It's just the achievement that's behind it more so. So I'm happy with that.
Is that your biggest moment?
Oh, fucking hell. Oh, I really hope too there's nothing like major that I've missed.
I suppose you, know, you graduated.
Yeah, you know what?
That's a, just a big thing.
That is a big thing. I don't like putting that down to being my highlight of the year. But
yeah, fair. But it's a saying huge that, highlight in itself.
I did love the feeling of graduating and, yeah, and being up on that stage for a few seconds was awesome.
Yeah.
Like genuinely was awesome. I think I might just give it to my graduation, you know.
You reckon?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm happy to
That's
do that.
That's such a big achievement. That's 4 years of hard work and yeah, inconvenience.
Especially because I could feel myself getting quite having emotional yeah, as well at, on the day. Like too. I was like, shit, I might cry here. Like,
aww.
Yeah.
That
so
would have been valid if
I'd
you
say
could.
I'd say my graduation. What's yours, Grace? I think I know what yours is too.
What? No, wait, let me say it.
Yeah,
would probably say my biggest achievement is being able to go full-time with my coaching business. Ooh.
Who would have thought? Who would have thought?
Who would have thunk it?
We thought, that's what. I didn't doubt it for a second, I'll have yous know.
Aw, thanks, Pedal. So, Pedal Weddle.
That's been awesome.
Yeah, I think that's probably my biggest, my proudest moment is being able to leave Oosh. Fuck them kids.
Fuck them kids.
No, I'm kidding. So, Oosh was pretty good for the most part.
It is.
I was so glad to leave. So happy. And I'm so happy that I can leave and do a job that I really love and pursue something that I've created myself. So, I'm just so proud and I'm so happy that, yeah, that I can focus on it solely. You know, while I finish my degree off over the next couple of years, it'll be good to see if I can grow it into something bigger and better and you know, hopefully get some more people on board.
100%.
But, yeah, no, that's been a big achievement, you know, starting a business on my own.
Yep.
And then growing it to a place where I can do that solely at the minute without, you know, having to work for anyone else.
Yeah, 1,000%. And that's, I think, something about it. Like, even when you've been talking to people about the tax and stuff and them finding out, like, you know, like Dad was saying about how you're just claiming things as a hobby and then he's finding out, like, oh, you're making how much a week? Like, you know, and then it's just become sort of a thing of like, oh, no, this is a legit thing. This isn't just a side hustle.
Yeah, this isn't this just
is
a side
job.
Hustle anymore.
This is a full-time job.
Yeah, that's so cool.
And you are making the money of people that are full-time employees. Like, it's that's just unreal. And you've done it all by yourself pretty much. Like, well, you know, you can credit other people in your life, obviously, but you've done it. That's your achievement still at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And that's very, very impressive. Like,
thank you.
You're a legit businesswoman.
I'm a businesswoman.
Businesswoman. You have your own business. You've always gone on about it. Business. I want my own business. You've got one.
Woo!
And it's thriving. So that's all the awards I had written up. Just a few. Just to reflect on the year. Hopefully for you guys, it's been a good year as well. If it's not been, hopefully your 2025 is better than this year, because I know that I've heard from a few people that their 2024 has been one of the shittest years ever. So, you know, we're all different and have our different experiences.
Can I just say as well, finishing off this whole rant about achievements in 2024, it's genuinely okay if the only thing you achieved this year was simply getting up every day and surviving the day. That's an achievement in itself for some people. We're coming from a very, very privileged position, extremely privileged.
Yep.
And the fact that we have the opportunity to really chase our goals and our aspirations, sort of shows like the privileged position we're in. And it's just a reminder for anyone out there that just getting up every day and getting through the days, through the weeks, through the months is an achievement in itself. You don't have to conquer these massive goals every year for it to be a successful year. I think success is sort of what you make it to be. And a lot of people, I don't know, a lot of people aim to just be the best or be better and do this and do all these extreme things every year and post about it and talk about it and boast about it when, you know, it, and it can make other people feel like shit if they're perhaps struggling or going through it or they've had a really tough year and it's been really hard for them to just get through some weeks. I think it's important not to compare yourself to those people, especially those people on social media as well who are posting about all of their big achievements. Like, remember, they're only showing the best portion of their lives. And it's okay for you not to have achieved something astronomical this year.
Definitely.
It's okay to have just gotten through it, and you should be proud for that.
And I also think New Year's resolutions are silly in the way that people go about them. There's always this pressure at the end of a year to go and make a big extravagant promise to yourself that you're going to do something big and extravagant. And the issue with those things is that you're setting what's called like a ceiling statement. So what's the absolute most I could achieve in 1 year? Then when it comes to actually doing it, and then you get to the end of that year, 9 times out of 10, you haven't completed that goal that you set because you're setting this ceiling that's so, you know, unattainable and out of your reach, all in, you know, the heat of a moment. And then you've dictated your whole year and how you're going to feel about that year off that one statement, a very unrealistic statement for most people. And it's a lot of the time because you go into it, you have no idea where to start. You could want to walk into the, you know, new year and be like, I'm going to start my own online business, right? I'm going to have a 6-figure online business by the end of the year. You don't even know where to start when it comes to making a business. You try, you get a little bit, and then all of a sudden your business is up and running and you have no idea what you're doing, and you don't get where you want, you know, because you're setting these huge, huge unrealistic expectations for yourself when realistically people need to be setting floor statements instead for themselves. What's the least I can do to get where I need to be in life? What's the absolute least I can do every day? The small little 1% habits that compound over time and result in the big changes that I want to see. You know, and it can be just small, insignificant things like getting in, you know, 8,000, 10,000 steps a day. Like if you're going conscious about your health, or, you know, if you're trying to run a marathon, say you want to run a marathon by the end of the year, that's what you want to do. Maybe you can look at it differently and go, okay, I'm going to try and run a kilometer every day, and then eventually a couple more kilometers, and then, you know, just build on it over time. And that's one thing that people don't do when they make New Year's resolutions, is they have these huge, arbitrary numbers that they put out and, you know, unreachable goals, and then they get really disappointed, disheartened when they don't do it. And then you hear them at the end of the year going, you know, oh, New Year's resolutions are stupid anyway, blah, blah, blah. It's probably just what the resolutions that they're setting are just a bit too unrealistic. And that's fine. That is 100% fine. You know, life isn't always meant to be this big, extravagant thing every moment of every day.
Yeah.
You know, we're meant to do things that are just boring and have little wins, whether it's you didn't get angry in traffic today, throughout every day that no one's going to celebrate you for, but you can celebrate yourself for. And that's what should matter at the end of the day. But anyway, a bit deep there.
No, that's so true. I think heading into 2025, a reminder for myself and for everyone out there, there is so much beauty and value in simple things.
Yes, 100%.
These days, and I sound like an old person saying, these days, rah, rah. But truly these days with social media and everything, everyone just strives to be better than everyone else and have more and do more and, you know, rah, rah, rah. But you don't have to you know, be the best at everything and have everything to live a fulfilled life.
100%.
People, you can honestly live a simple life doing simple things, and it's a matter of if you can sort of find the joy and the beauty out of that. And life is about love at the end of the day as well.
Live,
so,
laugh, love.
Yeah, truly. Honestly, just really enjoy the simple things and cherish those moments that are full of love. And yeah,
definitely.
I think that's a good piece of advice for everyone.
And even if there's like a habit that you want to start making by, you know, setting a New Year's resolution for yourself, honestly, as extreme as it, you know, is, the whole reading 10 books for me this year, I now, because of that, have discovered a newfound joy in reading books. I'm about to finish this 10 books, but I have a list of more books that I'm going to read after it, when there's no need for me now to keep reading because there's no goal for me to read a certain amount of books. But it's now built up this habit that I want to keep pursuing and I enjoy doing. I really like reading now. And that's weird because the end of last year, I had read probably like 3 books in my whole life, maybe 4. And now I've read 10 in 1 year. Like, and that is really extreme, that jump. But one thing that especially kicked me into gear to getting it done and has, you know, made it such a close sort of thing, because I read one book, then just didn't read for ages after that, and it nearly was just another fail, you know, if another fail attempt at reading, was making that whole promise of, I'm going to jump out of an aeroplane if I don't do it. You know, make a contract with someone. It was going to be originally give Grace $500 if I didn't. If it has to be, you know, if it's a habit that you really want to try and explore or just build up.
How did that slip past me?
Then, yeah, the wheel. Then, you know, those sorts of little like contract things, they're actually a really good tactic, really, really handy. And it's helped me get through these 10 books this year for sure. 100%. So just little things you can do. But anyway, I think we've been talking long enough.
Yep. To end it off, I will give you guys the secret sauce to success in anything in life.
What
do you
want
to know what it is?
What is it?
Consistency.
Yeah.
Consistency with everything will get you where you want to be. Consistency 100%. In the gym will get you the muscles you want. Consistency with your diet will get you the body you want. It will get you the health status that you want. Consistency with your business will get you to where you want with your business goals. Consistency with building good relationships will get you a good circle around you. Consistency with everything. That's it. Think of your goals. All you have to do is be consistent. And I promise you, you will get where you want to be. Consistency is the secret sauce to achieve anything in life.
I like that.
Really think about that. Think about what I've just said. Ask yourself anytime you've failed at something that you want, I can guarantee almost 99% of the time it's because you haven't been consistent with it.
Yeah.
So take that away. That is all I have to say. Mic drop. Let's go 2025. I love you guys.
We're gonna leave it with yous there. Thank you for rocking with us in 2024. We love you guys. We hope that this year has been kind to you. And like I said before, if it hasn't been, 2025, it's another year ahead of you. You know, if there's changes you can make and you've wanted to make, make them. Because, you know, realistically before this year, Grace and I hadn't made any real resolutions to ourselves before in our own personal lives. And then doing this on the podcast is another reason why I've loved this podcast, has essentially changed us. It has changed us as people, just doing these little things. And they've just been small, insignificant little changes and being consistent. We love each and every one of you guys. We're wishing you the merriest of Christmases and the happiest of New Year's. And we will see you guys potentially in 2025.
Merry Christmas.
Leave you on a cliffhanger.
Merry Christmas.
Cliffhanger. All right. Love you guys.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Love you guys.
Mic drop.
Bye.